Well, we'll take some calls today, and we'll talk a little bit about the transgender issue gently. And Adam's going to tell us, well, why he knows everything, because he knows nothing. But first, we've got Geico.
Do you own, do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Welcome to The Inevitable. This is Motor Trend's new podcast about the future of the automobile. I am Johnny Lieberman, the senior features editor at Motor Trend, and I am joined every week by my co-host, Mr. Ed Lowe.
That's me. I'm the head of editorial for Motor Trend, and boy, do we have an amazing list of guests that we're going to be chatting with.
We've got the godfather of the environmental movement, Ed Begley Jr.
Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. Can't wait for you to join us.
We're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves.
Come check us out. We're on podcastone.com or anywhere else you find your favorite podcasts. We're also on motortrend.com and youtube.com/motortrend.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the trip. Get on the myth. Get on the doctor. You're a board-certified physician. Sex is fa 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 fa. Better.
Yeah.
Talking Heads song.
Yeah.
All right.
Who happens to Talking Heads?
Last show.
Talking Heads? Yeah, from the olden days. Yeah.
Last show.
You know everything, so you know nothing, you said. That's what started you thinking.
Yes.
It started you,
yes,
you reckoning about something.
You're
reckoning.
Look. You can talk all about, should your kids get vaxxed? Shouldn't they get vaxxed? What are the dangers for the kids? What's the danger at school? Asians being attacked on the street because we called it the China virus or whatever it is. What about it? Look around. I live in a neighborhood filled with kids. Not one of them's been injured by COVID. Mm. You can go look at fucking charts all day long, or you can just look the fuck around. This is a killer disease. What if this was a movie? I've said it a million times. What if we're just making a movie about a deadly virus? Okay, let's do the movie. Hey, Adam, how are your kids? Fine. How about all their friends? Yeah, they're fine. They get COVID? I mean, the deadly disease we're making a movie about? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. What about their friends? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. What about one of your employees here?
We can get a movie about people staying home in their room, scared.
How many of you lost? Everyone's fine. Okay. Are you an epidemiologist? No. I just walk around. I have eyeballs. Hey, let me tell you what the face of homelessness is. It's a mother of three. Really? Because I see crazed junkies shitting in the street and walking in circles. Yeah, well, no, let me tell you who that population is. You're going to show me a chart? Just go drive down the street and see the crazy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, let me tell you
who.
Fucking look around.
But that's a pit problem. That's weird, though.
I don't have any. I know no kids. My daughter has 1,000 friends. My son has 1,000 friends. Not heard of one of them dying of COVID or going blind because of COVID. I pass 1,000 homeless people every week in this city. I've never seen the mother of three trying to feed her kids sober.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Well, so does that make me an expert? Yes, it fucking does. I have fucking eyeballs. That's how it works.
They seem to be
so wake the fuck up, everyone, because guess what? You could be an expert too.
So you sit around watching CNN all day. Meanwhile, what's going on in your neighborhood? How many kids died of COVID? Does anyone know anyone under 40 who's died of COVID? Does anyone know anybody? Well, guess what? Then we all get to be an expert. And that, there you go. I don't know anybody. If this was what they billed it as, then they usually lose about 40% of your friends. That's how it should work. Everyone I know.
I remember somebody in a newsroom asked me, is this an extinction event? I was like, what?
Everyone I know.
Are you kidding me?
Here's a little experiment. Everyone who's on TV telling you to be scared of TV is still on TV. Why aren't they dead? Why are 25% of them dead? How is it that Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon both made it? How? How did all the heads? Why is Fauci alive? Why are all these people are telling us it's dead? Why are they alive? Oh, they're all alive. Why isn't Sanjay Gupta dead? Why isn't everyone on CNN should have lost 36% of their on-air talent, but they're all alive. Huh. So everyone who was telling us it was deadly is still alive and still talking? That seems like a wild coincidence. Wild. So it didn't affect anyone in the newsrooms.
Right.
Everyone for the Los Angeles Times who was telling you how dangerous it is still working for the Los Angeles Times? Well, then how fucking dangerous could this be? Use your head. This would be the worst pandemic movie ever. So Gavin Newsom, Garcetti, everyone, Burke, Fauci, they're all just Walensky, they're all Anderson Cooper, they're all just still alive. Why are they all still alive? It's a deadly pandemic. Fucking idiots. How many staff has CNN lost? You turn on CNN and they have grim news to report. They've lost one of their own. They haven't lost anybody. So why are we listening? It would make sense. Has anybody from any outlet, CNN, LA Times, New York Times, USA Today, they should be claimed by this disease? The editor, the anchor, the cunt who was on the beach at Daytona Beach talking about, why are these people say she should be dead?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If this is a pandemic, and it's a deadly pandemic, why are they still all here telling us about monkeypox? Why do they have air in their lungs to share the monkeypox with us? Jesus. Now let's watch Anderson Cooper. Well, is he still alive?
He must be dead. I know most people are.
How come all the blowhard celebrities that never stop telling us about how dangerous COVID, why are they all alive? Shouldn't X amount be dead by now?
And by the way, when young people did die of COVID, it's because they were sent home.
Well,
you know what I mean? They were not followed up properly.
No.
That's what I saw.
When young people died of COVID, it's because they had leukemia.
No, there was that for sure. But there was
no, it was most all that.
Yes, mostly that.
How many healthy young people died of COVID?
I don't know the number. I saw a couple. I saw
you
lots of
not.
COVID. Oh, yeah, I did.
Who'd you see?
Samantha Scanlon's Samantha Shocker's brother-in-law. Young, healthy dude. Boom.
How young?
42.
But we're talking about kids.
Oh, no. I think kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But the point is, he was not properly managed. That even the ones that were these outliers were sort of sent home and just like, come back when your PO2 is 88.
Right.
Which is, I've never seen medicine practice like that. It was disgusting.
Right. Well, Anderson's worried about Jacksonville.
Randy Kay is in Jacksonville, Florida, where beaches reopen. And, well, Randy, what happened next?
Mass deaths.
Well, Anderson, it was a mad dash here for the ocean. Once police gave the all clear, all the people who had been lined up in the streets waiting to get to the beach when they opened today at 5 p.m., they just flooded the area. They were biking, they were running, they were swimming, surfing.
Oh, man.
They were fishing, some of them.
A lot of death events, right? How many people died afterwards?
They had been cooped up for so long, for years. That's how they were behaving when really it had only been about a month because they first closed this beach on March 20th. But this is what the mayor of Jacksonville is saying. He says, Lenny Curry is his name, he says that these are essential activities, that all of those activities, those recreational activities on the beach are considered essential, and they are well in line with the Florida governor's executive order. So he says it's okay. He is limiting the hours on the beach, Anderson, from 5 to 8 p.m., so it just closed a short time ago here, and also from 6 to 11.
Nobody lying down, though. No towels down.
So the hours in between there, the beach will be shut down. So we talked to some people. We asked them what it was like to be back on the beach today. We also asked them if they saw any social distancing, because from what we could see, there wasn't a whole lot of that going on.
Yeah,
the mayor did ask that they're showing pictures.
I can't stand it.
Social distancing here on the beach, trying to keep 6 feet away from each other at least, but certainly we weren't seeing a whole lot of that.
No.
We saw people with coolers set up on their beach towels, sunbathing.
Oh, they were allowed to be.
There was really any hint that we were in the middle of a pandemic on this Jacksonville beach today, Anderson.
Yeah. Are these two people still alive? Why? What about everyone from the B-roll walking their dog on the beach? How many were? Let's follow up, Anderson. Fucking idiots.
Wow.
Listen, everyone, wake the fuck up. Look around. Homelessness, COVID, look around. You'll get all your answers through looking around.
And not listening to the press.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That's not where you should go if you're in for these days, it seems like.
All right. Let's see. Drew, you want to...
we'll take a call. Let's do that.
All right. We'll hop to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, 35, Minneapolis.
Mihal.
I was saying
to... How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
I don't know who the fuck I was saying it to.
What's that?
On Fox or whatever the other day. But I was like, you know, when they were boycotting Dave Chappelle in Minneapolis, I was like, what the fuck happened to Minnesota? When I was growing up, Minnesota was Paul Bunyan and Bud Grant.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Those were the two dutiest dudes of all dudedom. Bud Grant was the coach of the Vikings and was the dutiest of all dudes ever to dude up.
Sir Francis of Tarkington, right? Wasn't he the coach during those
years? Minnesota turn into this woke sack of pussies? What happened? What happened, Jeff?
Yeah, it's terrible. By the way, Bud Grant, about 5 years ago, the Vikings were in the playoffs, and it was -25 wind chill, and he went out for the coin flip in short sleeves. Badass Bud Grant at 90 years old. It's terrible. I don't know what the 90. Hell happened here.
At 90.
90.
Oh, man. I love that story.
He was the Fran Tarkenton era, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Alan Page.
Thank you, Drew.
Yeah. Purple People Eaters. Yeah. Anyways.
Yes.
But yeah, the Minnesota has lost its mind a bit. Hopefully we get it together. But that's sort of my question. So like you guys are saying, I've got young kids, you know, don't have them back, but my pediatrician, you know, I've always followed your advice, Drew. I'm go to the doctor for their judgment. You know, they're not Google. I need their judgment.
Yes.
And now if they're pushing this on my kid, I go, well, now I can't trust your judgment.
Are they pushing
it? What do we do with these pediatricians?
Are they pushing it or suggesting it?
It's still just a suggestion at this point. They're not that hard, but it makes me just even question their judgment in general. Even if I say no, I'm like, well, what are you looking at here?
How do we
go forward with them?
Read the Substack that I retweeted between Vinay Prasad. Let me see the other guy. It was a pediatrician. And you'll see how the pediatricians are thinking. I can't blame them. They don't have a lot of good science to rely on, and they don't know. They don't really see that they're not getting good science. And Vinay really points that out. So I just look at that Substack if you can – see what I retweeted just a couple hours ago. And, you know, you'll see. Let's see where it is. Here it is. No, hold on a second. No, it's not there. But you'll see that to do the science, it's tough. that it's all been obscured because it's all been too short and too small numbers and the endpoints have been wrong. And you really have to be an excellent reader of medical research to be able to ferret that out. And look at that counterpoint, because literally when I was reading the pediatrician's point of view, I was like, oh, okay. I kind of get why they're doing it. And then I look at the hard science. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, you can't. You can't. So just draw your own conclusion. If the physician starts forcing the issue, then you have a different problem on your hands. But suggestion is what he's supposed to do, is what he or she is supposed to do. They're sort of required to do that by their societies and things. And if they're not doing what the sort of standard of practice is, they're doing substandard practice, and they're in harm's way at that point. So just keep your wits about you.
All right. I appreciate that, Drew. Thanks, right. Thanks, guys.
You got Thanks, it. Jeff. What are you thinking about, Drew?
I was thinking about how you were talking about looking around you. I'm trying to figure this out in real time while we're talking about it.
Well, listen.
Yeah. They literally are taking the position. What are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Right.
Like that's their position. Like, what are you going to believe? What you see? Your eyes deceive you. Your eyes are very limited in their capacity to interpret things. I'll tell you. I know. That's the weirdness that everyone's going for that. These sort of quasi-experts, these quasi-resources that are just people trying to capture your eyes to get some ad revenue. That's all they are. And why we can't see that.
Right.
And by the way, we live in a time when the real information is literally a click away. You can kind of read stuff and figure it out for yourself really easy. You don't need to listen to these people. You shouldn't be listening to them unless you're entertained. You're doing it for entertainment. Then it sort of makes sense to me. If that's your entertainment, okay. But if you're doing it because you think it's going to help you understand what's going on in the world, whew. I mean, we're at the point now where people can look at like the cover of your book and see two completely different things.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They literally – what we all see now is sort of so distorted.
My thing is you just take L.A. You just go – the mayor, city council, Barbara Ferrer, the douche who was telling you, if you go into SoFi Stadium, we're on to you. Who's died of COVID? And if the answer is nobody, or none of those people who've been telling you how to live your life because of COVID, would make perfect sense that a percentage of them would be claimed.
But yeah, sure.
But none of them.
Right.
So if nobody died who was telling you you were going to die of COVID, then what are we really talking about here?
We're talking about a bunch of people that want to tell you how to get around.
Exactly,
again, when I got sick and people, were you scared? I'm like, there's a 1% fatality rate with what I had. You should even think about dying with 1% fatality rate. I mean, you'll see it.
It's lower than that if you're young, if you're
a
kid.
Of course it is. Oh, it's just 0.004 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
so then I'm not worried. And then they go, like, you worried for your kids? I'm like, I don't know. Let me see the data. No is the answer.
But people,
but I know you don't want
math,
to share.
Death of math, man.
Well, who's not good at math?
You.
Chicks. Thank you, Drew. Chick think.
You pointed at your own head.
Me? Are
I
you
don't
fucking
know.
Nuts?
I don't know what you were going for.
I can do math in my head.
Yes. You can do
super fast.
Arithmetic. Yeah, and you're good at
or
math.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what it is. Yeah. You know who else does that? My son. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no kidding. Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Just boom. Mm-hmm. In his head. But they don't like it at school because they want to show the work.
Show your work, yeah.
Like you travel around with a steno pad in life, you know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know this about you necessarily. Are you good at probabilities? Can you – because that's really what we're talking about here is probabilities. I think you're good at hard data. Like you look around you and you see nothing. You go, okay, that's nothing. But if somebody said, well, you have a 12% chance of dying, could you get that probability in your head relative to decision making? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a certain thing.
And I guess. I think I'm good at probabilities.
Yeah, you probably could. Right.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not
you
the
are.
Kind of – he is, yeah.
You are.
It's not the kind of thing I see him doing all the time. I see him doing hard data a lot. So, yeah.
No, I do that.
Well,
I think
certainly
probability,
but you take the probability and then you look around and go, what's the evidence for that? And then you rely on the evidence,
yeah.
Which is a way to do it. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, probability is probably what made me spray paint my car stereo.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a high probability yes. that in this neighborhood with this Sony digital stereo in 1980,
but see, I see that as you
stolen.
That's you again being a realist. You know, when the probabilities are high, you accept them. And when they're low, you look around and you're like, okay, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about Liquid IV. Oh, man. Daily routines are important for health. Like did my cold plunge this morning, Drew. Got my cold tub, man.
Hey, I use Liquid IV a lot. So you're going to see me in a reality show, it becomes critical. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, you got to hydrate, and Liquid IV is the way to go. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you two times faster and more efficiently than water alone. 10 refreshing flavors like Concord Grape, Lemon Lime, Watermelon, Pina Colada, and Tropical Punch. The stuff's good, especially when you travel. Always take it with you when you travel. And maybe you partied a little too hard and you need to rehydrate. Contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Non-GMO, dairy, soy, gluten-free. It's Liquid IV, right, Gary?
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ADS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code ADS at liquidiv.com.
All right, take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. All right, got a question up there from Larry. Larry, 48, Nashville. What's going on, Larry?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Guy.
Hey, I heard you guys talking a lot about the transgender thing. I don't really have a dog in that hunt. I don't care too much. Kind of stay out of it. But I was trying to help everybody clear things up. What if we just started going by, like, Y chromosome? Like, hey, you can't swim against these people if you have a Y chromosome.
That's hate crime.
That's kind of
you're speaking hate. You're speaking hate.
And we're speaking truth to power
yeah.
right now.
Because you have to.
Or is this my truth?
No, truth to power.
Larry's the power because he's speaking
Larry's
hate.
Larry's a Nazi.
Hate speak.
Larry's hate speak.
Hate speak. All right, so I got to speak truth to power, which still is my own truth.
Give it to me.
That's Nazi hate speak?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay, there we go.
So everyone, here's the first thing, Larry, everyone's got to do. They have to separate gender from biological sex.
Mm.
Okay, you have that's the first move in order to have a sane conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So there is such a thing as biological sex. Now people will try to refute that, but it's just simply a biological fact that the male mammal creates lots of small gametes, and a female mammal invests in one single large gamete that. So-called egg, right?
And I always thought they were called gametes.
Gametes, no. Yeah, E-T-E. So.
Oh, what's a gamete?
Sounds like a Martian.
And I got to look up gamete.
Yeah. Maybe it's a ore or something, gamete. But in any event, and then gender, and then and so that's the genotype, right? Then there's the phenotypic expression of that genotype, which can be ambiguous. There can be other illnesses. And this was strictly the domain of medicine. These are extremely rare syndromes, rare. But somehow they became the source of a rallying cry. You can be XO, you can be XXY, you can XYY. And you can have something called what used to call testicular feminization, where you're male but you don't respond to the testosterone, so you appear female.
Is there a gamete, Gary? Or did people at my high school just mispronounce it all the time? You know, there's certain words like solenoid, where people say solenoid. They just say solenoid.
Yeah.
Or half the country says solenoid.
Yes.
And it's solenoid.
Yes.
But we just say solenoid.
Yeah. This appears to be that.
And gamete was just gamete. When I was like in high school, or Mr. Dilberti, I failed this class, so maybe I'm the wrong guy to talk to. But
and by the way,
I know, did you guys hear gamete or gamete?
That was not a word I'd heard either way frequently, so I'm not sure.
Every generation has their own nomenclature, you know, so they all do their own weird things with pronunciation anyway. So I've seen that, lived long enough to see that happen. But anyway, so you know, you have the genotype, you have the phenotype, and then you have gender, which has psychological, social, developmental kinds of overlay on top of that. And that could be some people will argue is completely divorced from the biology. Others, as with most human behavior, there's some overlap there.
Let me tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
What Larry is living in the world of the explanation and the understanding.
Yeah.
This is a bad roommate who keeps breaking dishes and, you know, eating your food and stuff. And you keep saying, oh, you know, maybe we should get a more durable dish and put it higher up on the shelf. I guess you were getting up on the counter and you put your foot in the sink and you broke it in. You didn't realize she was hitting it with a hammer. You think there's something. You think they want something.
Right.
You know what I mean? They
right.
don't want something. What they want to do is people are under the misunderstanding that they want some sort of understanding and resolution. They do not. They want to tell you what to do, and they want to be upset, and they want to claim victimhood. And this is why they just keep going. And this is why it's a never-ending thing. The second gay marriage was legalized, it moved right on to this. And they will keep going. Pronouns and all, it's all bullshit. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. If they did give a fuck about pronouns, how come I haven't heard? I've been on this fucking planet for 58 years. I heard it in the last 10 minutes. This is your thing? This is this whole thing that people do all of a sudden. It's like Joe Biden's 117 years old. Now he cares about trannies? How come he never said anything? Right. This is a thing you're passionate about?
Right.
And then what can I look forward to being passionate about, Drew?
When you're 117?
My 78th birthday. Am I just going headlong into trannies?
That's
going to be my thing?
It'll be something else.
I'm just going to wake up and go, now I'm into this?
Well,
you've been speaking into a microphone for 65 years. I've not heard you say anything about this. Why now? This is, but you're passionate about it. It's important. All they're trying to do is control you and tell you what to say and tell you and have some dominion over you. That's what they do. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck any more than Joe Biden gives a fuck about transsexuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's true. And
but like I said, hey, guess what I like?
What do you like?
Cars.
Yes.
If
why did you say so?
If my parents
finally
broke down and had a Super 8 camera and you put it on me when I was three, you could see me holding a car going. And if you'd like to follow me, the camera crew, after show, I'm going to go to the other shop and talk to Sean about prepping the 935
same thing with a little car, strangely
for
enough.
Monterey. Guess why?
Yeah.
I like cars.
Yeah.
Guess what you won't hear me talking about? Transsexuals in the community. I didn't give a fuck back then. I don't give a fuck now. But the only difference between me and everyone else is I don't pretend to give a fuck about something I never give a fuck about. But people are scared.
Yes.
They're being forced to give a fuck about something they don't truly give a fuck about. Joe Biden? Scranton Joe? He cares about any of this shit? Fucking
wonder
awesome.
Wonder if Dad talked to him at the kitchen table about it. Maybe he's got some story about it.
No, he does. He does have a great – one of his great ones is when his dad was like walking him through Scranton when he was seven. It's like, Joey – see those two fellas kissing
right
over there?
Right, right.
That's love. And we need to support it. I know it's 1954 and we have a lawn jockey. We still use the term Negro, but we need to support. Oh, yeah, that happened?
Did that happen? No, you didn't see
Kamala Harris
kissing.
March no. in a fucking – did she march with Martin Luther King and say she wanted freedom from her stroller? None of this happened, people. They didn't give a fuck about any of this stuff back then. They don't give a fuck now. It's insane that they try to pass it off like they do. And I would argue insulting, I guess. And she's insulting.
Well, I would just like to see people get back to engaging and doing stuff and building stuff that helps people. Wouldn't you?
I mean,
I'd be so happy if we just got back.
So anyway, poor Larry's trying to define this to clear this up so we can get on with our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not interested in defining anything.
No, I know.
That's what they're.
Well, that's why I always like to sort of break it down because everyone obscures it. They obscure it and then they get mad at people for not understanding. It's like you just explain the basics to people. Let them kind of they don't mean any harm. Most people
thing is when those assholes lose enthusiasm for their own ideas, like Latinx and stuff. Like they're like, all right, well, we floated that shit for a year. And it's like nobody gives a fuck. Or the school to prison pipeline. Or you know what you never hear anything anymore? Blacks can't get IDs to vote. You don't hear that anymore.
That.
Like they just go, I guess no one else agrees with this. So fuck it.
Try something else.
We'll try something else. But what about this thing you're passionate about?
Why is Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan? What was that all about?
She's passionate about it.
Here's what we're passionate about, which is Blinds Galore, everybody. It's a family-owned and run business for over 20 years. 2 million windows and counting. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, motorized coverings. You love those, Adam. You got them. Hooks your heart, your smart home. They got it all. It's the first place you buy custom window treatments online. Just take measurements, get the design right. You get the online visualizer, lets you see exactly what your blind or shade will look like right on the screen before you buy them. And for us, and we're actually getting shutters right now, and it's that expert customer care team that really makes the difference. Every step of the way, they're with you, whether it's online, over the phone, making selections, sending you free samples, free shipping, free expertise, as I said. It doesn't get better than that. It is blindsgalore.com. They want you to be happy, and they make sure of it. Right, Gary?
That's right. Blindsgalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price. Order your free samples today to get started at blindsgalore.com and let them know that Adam sent you. That is blindsgalore.com.
All right, and go to amcarolla.com for all the live shows and my book.
Live shows.
It's got 4.8 stars on Amazon now.
Nice.
Yeah, so enjoy that. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. You'll find After Dark there and drdrew.tv for our streaming shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.